And Finn Harps captain Kevin McHugh will begin his 11th season in 2012 in the Blue of Harps. And to mark his previous 10 years with the club over two spells, Harps this week announcing that they have awarded Kevin a testimonial. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the man himself in studio this evening. Kevin, very good evening to you.
Good evening, Dermot.
Well, Kevin, 148 goals you've scored in 308 games for Harps. And the fact that you've been given a testimonial, well, it puts you among an elite group of players. Only Con McLaughlin, John Jared McGettigan and Jonathan Minnick have been afforded testimonials before now. So I'm sure you're delighted about this.
Yeah, I got the news a few weeks back from the chairman, Joey. And obviously very grateful indeed. As you said, there's a brave list of players there. Mano and John G and Con, you know, have been great soccer players and all from Donegal. So, yeah, I'm delighted.
The fact that you're still playing, Kevin, I mean, you're in good shape. You're preparing for another season ahead. But it just shows the time that you've been with Harps, 10 years over two spells. It really has flown by.
Yeah, I can remember the first game going down to Triala, you know, coming on as a sub. It's crazy as a 17-year-old. So this is my 15th season now in League Ireland. It's been tough, you know, but you have to keep yourself in good shape, you know. If you look after your body, it'll look after you, and that has worked for me over the last, 14 years now, you know.
Yeah, and going back to that debut, Kevin, as you say, a teenager down in Triala, you came off the bench and you actually scored that day. It was a League Cup game against Fannett.
Yeah, that's right. Charlie McGeever, he was unsigned me for Finn Harps, you know, so very grateful for that as well. And just once I got the first couple of games on my belt, I never looked back, you know.
Up until then, you'd played your underage football with your home club, Calais, and I think Raphoe Town as well.
Yeah, I played with Calais, Raphoe, Kildrum, Tramahal. I think there's a full list, and there's a few in Derry as well, you know. I got around.
And you're always a striker?
Yeah, always. Well, underage football, under 16s, I would have played in midfield, you know, but I moved up as the years went on, you know.
Yeah. So Charlie McGeever was the man that brought you to Harps, and that was at a time when Harps were going well, Kevin. They went on that season to play in the FAI Cup final, that trilogy against Bray Wanderers, unfortunately losing out in the end after the second replay. Now, you didn't start in any of those cup finals,
no.
But you came on the bench.
That was a pretty strong team, you know.
Yeah.
You had Johnny Speak and James Mulligan and Fergal Hargan. Yeah, I came on in a few of those games. It was a bit of a joke when you think back, you know, with two replays and another game on top of that, you know. But
yeah.
Anyway, it was hard luck.
Yeah, it was hard luck. And I suppose at that time, I mean, Harps supporters, and I'm sure, you know, you were only young then, you probably thought FAI Cup finals, they'd be coming along every so often, but they haven't been back since.
No, that's just one thing you're told, you know. You're thinking as a 17-year-old, this happens every season, you know. But no, the next one I got was in 2006 with Derry City, you know. And I haven't been in one since, you know. So once you get the cup final, you have to cherish it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that the move to Derry City came about, Kevin, after you'd, you know, more or less built up your reputation at Harps as one of the club's all-time great strikers. You probably enjoyed your better seasons in the early 2000s. Just looking at the stats that were sent through by the club this week, you scored 28 goals in that season, 2001-2002, 17 the following season, 20-27. I mean, you were banging them in at that stage of your career.
Yeah, it was just kind of one of those things in your career where everything you hit goes in, you know. It was just a really enjoyable period, you know. But I think it was only one of those years where we actually won something, you know. So it was actually good for the goals to mean something. It was the year we won the league under Felix, so it was probably the most enjoyable year of that.
Yeah, highs and lows, I'm sure, at Finn Park, Kevin. You know, you experienced relegation as well, and you've played under a few different managers at Balbuffet.
I wouldn't like you to ask me how many now. I think there's at least a dozen.
Yeah.
We've had our ups and downs. I think in sport in general, you're going to have more bad times than you are good times, so you have to enjoy the good times, you know.
Yeah. I remember as well when you were at yourself, Kevin, and going well as part of a very good Harps team, there was some interest from cross-channel clubs. I think you were over on trial a couple of times as well.
That's right. I spent time at Aston Villa a few weeks, you know, and that just didn't work out for me. And QPR, spent a few weeks at QPR as well, you know, in pre-season, but that obviously didn't work out, you know, but pretty happy with what I've got at the minute, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it was an experience though you would have enjoyed.
Yeah, it was an experience I enjoyed. It would be nice they have maybe cut it at that level, you know, but then again, things are not meant to be, you know.
Yeah. Eventually you did make the move away from Finn Park into Derry City. I mean, my Harps fans might not have been too happy to see you go, but I think you went with their blessing because you had given so much good service and commitment to the club.
Yeah, I stayed for 7 years, you know, and I could have went maybe 3 years before I did, but I stuck by them and stuck by the manager's ambition maybe to get promoted and get back up again, but it just didn't happen, you know, and things were just kind of dwindling out. So I think it was the right time to make a move for me, you know, when I was 27, so I needed to go and maybe challenge and win a league or win a few cups, you know.
Yeah, but things worked out quite well at the Brandywell, Kevin. I mean, it was a step up as well to professional, you know, full-time football, and you got to experience European football as well.
That's right, we had probably one of the most successful seasons Derry's ever had. We just missed out on the league and we won all the cups. And we had that great European run, you know, where we could have beat Paris Saint-Germain, you know. So it was, and I was involved in all those games, so it was really enjoyable.
And I mean, I'm sure, again, it's an experience you'll savour. I mean, European football, playing in front of the live TV cameras, big crowds, big venues.
Yeah, these are things you think that'll happen every season as well, but they don't, you know, so you have to savour them when they come along. So it's nice to have experienced that, because there's plenty of decent players who have been about who have never played European football, you know.